This call is now being recorded.
Thank you.
A very quick roll call,
please. Thanks.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's JAS call on Tuesday, the 30th of November, we have Avery Doria, Elaine Pries, Rafik Damak, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Sebastian Bachelet, Eric Brunner Williams. From staff, we have Carla Valente and myself, Gisela Gruber White. Apologies today noted from Tijani Benjema, Alex Gakuru, Tony Harris, Carlos Aguirre, and Boudouin Chombe. If I could just please remind you to state your names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Avery.
Okay, thank you. And thanks for joining this meeting. First of all, I have to do the SOI, DOI. Does anyone have an update to either the statement of interest or the declaration of interest? Statement of interest is your general relationship to the work being done at ICANN, and the declaration of interest is any specific items related to this meeting that you may have an interest in. Now, I'm hearing nobody. If you do, please update us on the list, and your online SOI will be updated. Thank you. Having finished with that, in terms of the agenda, what I'm suggesting, and I've put it in note 4 here on the screen, is first just an update on the charter extension issue, then a review of the Cartagena schedule. Last time we talked about the variety of meetings, and I just want to make sure everyone knows about what things are planned and when they're planned. Then to talk about the public session and to review the slides that Carla has put together and see whether we need any changes. And then I'd like to get an initial agenda for the working group meeting that we're having in Cartagena so that we, you know where we're headed. Any issues or additions or changes to the agenda? No? Okay, great. Thanks. Okay, the update on the charter. The charter, as we requested it, has been accepted and approved by AILAC. However, and I thank them very much for that, in fact, and I've sent email to AILAC thanking them for that. The GNSO, on the other hand, has not yet accepted the charter and is still in discussions on the charter. There were some issues. There were already, I think, several proposed amendments. One of them, and I put the URL of the motion that had them, the amendments in it, on the in note 4 in the agenda. I am also pasting in at the moment, I think, in note 5, the changes that have been so far recommended by in the GNSO. Now, the GNSO, I believe, and I'll turn this over to Rafik in a second to fill in, correct, update anything that I'm saying. Basically, the one of the things that's on the schedule for Saturday is to talk to the GNSO Council about this group and about the charter extension, and then, if I understand correctly, it will be on the Wednesday. They will vote on it in the GNSO meeting. The GNSO has a practice where any one of the constituencies or stakeholder groups can postpone a vote by one meeting upon declaration that its stakeholder group slash constituency is not ready to vote on it yet and needs further discussion. That's not something that's in the GNSO operating principles, but it has been a GNSO council practice for a long time. So I believe one of the, I forget which one, but one of the stakeholder groups did invoke that so the vote was pushed off to next week. So changes that were added to it is in H, there was a line added work. Whoops. Oh, I just made my screen go dark somehow. Rafiq, while my screen is... Oh, there it is. I was going to ask you to read it, but was basically a change. In H, a line was added, work with ICANN, new GTLD implementation staff to determine how the fee waivers would be accommodated. And this one basically came out of a certain amount of negotiation. That first there was a how fee waivers would be paid for basic language or would be funded language, but it was eventually accepted of the language of accommodated, which did not necessarily have an implication that somebody would have to input money, but that somehow or other it would be dealt with. So that was one addition that they've added. They added an I, design mechanisms to encourage the build-out of internationalized domain names in small or underserved languages. And then they added a line to number two that in any event, no delays for the new GTLD program should result from the working group's work. There is also one of the things that I think kept this from being approved was there was also a contention within or a discussion within the GNSO that the resolution or the charter extensions were too wide for the JAS working group, to put it specifically. And specifically, the focus was on C, establish a framework for consideration, et cetera, including a possible recommendation for separate ICANN-originated foundation for managing any auction income beyond costs for future rounds and ongoing assistance. They felt that there may be many proposals for how auction monies would be dealt with and so on, and that it was going beyond its remit for this group to start talking. Now, there was a counter-argument that sort of said, just because this one group makes the recommendation on how it should be done, how it should be set up, does not preclude that there would also be other recommendations and that it would basically be an act of getting that discussion started. And also, though, because of the breadth of this group and because of it being a joint working group, this making this kind of recommendation wasn't beyond the scope. That is still very much an open discussion, and of course it fits into a wider discussion going on in the GNSO about the appropriateness of policy recommendations by so-called community, cross-community working groups, or in this case ours, would fit into a cross-community working group because it's, joint advisory committee supporting organization. So there hasn't been a change recommended or an amendment recommended to that. I wouldn't be surprised at an amendment recommendation to remove that, but there isn't one. Rafiq, please add, subtract, let me know where I've gone astray, but please take over and fill in anything that should be filled in.
Okay, I think that you covered even the, just there was some opposition from some concerned registrar stakeholder groups. They see that there are too much tasks that the working group want to do. I think it will be good that the working group express clearly that the working group members express clearly that we want to do that. And there was even some discussion if some of our tasks can be done by the staff and not by it's more implementation than guidelines. And we had some question from Wolf Ulrich about I think that you covered this too. It's about if we have, especially about how we will manage the auction profit. So maybe it should be done. He suggested that should be done in a separate group.
Okay, thank you. So, yeah, the one thing you did add that I had forgotten, other than the last one, is the fact that there was a comment that perhaps we're trying to take on too much, and I think that was partly why they added that nothing this group did should slow down the introduction of the new GTLDs. I've been arguing that this is a parallel process and that what happens if we're not finished is that those services aren't available to the new applicants, not that it stops the new applications. But anyhow, does anyone wish to comment, give advice, give suggestions, add stuff? No hacks at all? Okay.
This is Andrew. I just got on the call. I'm sorry I'm a little bit late.
Okay.
Can you help me to understand, catch me up just a tiny bit?
Okay, well, where did you come in?
I came in right before Rafiq spoke.
So basically, the upshot is that ALAC voted and accepted our charter update, that the GNSO Council has a variety of issues. The issue one is that they think C in our proposal, and if you look at the screen there, you can go to the motion that was before the council, that C is perhaps inappropriate for us in that it's not up to us to talk about what a foundation may or may not doing or even about the creation of one, but that's a wider scope issue. And basically if you're looking at the thing, I put up at the top of the screen in note 5, the change, they did amend the motion, they amended H, they added I, and they added, in any event, no delays to the new GTL program should result from the working group's work. I guess I didn't
okay.
And so that's
I'm not seeing where you've got it. I'm not seeing where you've got it written up.
In note four, update on charter extensions, and then there's HTTPS, et cetera. And that's
that's
on our screen.
I'm just seeing 1 and 2 on the screen. Okay, I got it now. Never mind.
Then you go down to note 4 in the thing, and that was one I don't know that I can give people the scroll to.
That's okay. It's okay. It's just my screen wasn't working. Now it is.
Okay.
Great. No problem. I'm up to date now. Thank you. Sorry about that. Appreciate everybody's patience.
We have, I think, important point because Wolf asked that we remove the point C, I think, about foundation.
Okay.
That's why I talked about that. So,
okay, I had mentioned that there was an issue. I didn't realize that there was an actual request that we remove it. So he's made that a request for a friendly amendment, as it were?
My understanding, because there was some amendment in that during the council. It's about, I forget, it's for foundation, for consideration. It's about the foundation, but after that, in email, he asked, he said, regarding the motion and GS working group charter extension, I would like to see the result with 1.C, remove it, although I have accepted at first an amendment. So I think it's an amendment, but
and basically what Rafiq and Bill Drake, who was the seconder, and I don't know how many people know about friendly amendments in the council. It's basically, even though it's a very non-Roberts Rule of Order thing, basically those who make motions are basically requested to make friendly amendments, and if both the maker of the motion and the seconder accept the amendment, then it gets made without a vote. If they don't accept the amendment, then it doesn't. Then you have to basically do a proper amendment vote before you vote on the motion. So in this case, and what is the general case in motions that come out of working groups, is that the makers of the motion, in this case Rafiq, and the seconder, Bill Drake, don't accept as friendly amendments necessarily things that they think are contrary to the intentions of the working group. So, for example, adding a line at the end of 2 that says, in any event, no delays for the new GTLD program, that's the sort of thing that you know, can be accepted generally on a friendly, because I don't think they would interpret that as contrary to the intentions of this group. Removing something like C, on the other hand, and on one of these we did have a discussion on the list before they accepted it, removing something like C or adding something like I, which was something where we weren't able to reach consensus on, you know, may be different, but certainly removing C is something that I don't think they would accept as a friendly. Of course, it's within their power to do so, but they would require an amendment vote on. So I don't know where ALAC would stand on that, because as it's a joint group, any changes that the GNSL makes in the charter, ALAC will have to endorse in order to have a joint.
That's right.
Right. So, I'm basically putting this out there. This is something that will happen Wednesday afternoon. The vote, there will be a discussion Thursday, Thursday. There will be a discussion Saturday. I believe I'm on the agenda, or our group is on the agenda, but I think I'm the primary speaker at, 15? I don't know. I don't remember the time. I have to look it up. So, anyone else want to comment, or do we move on? Okay, I guess we move on. As I say, I definitely am interested in where people stand on these things. I think, but more than me being interested, it's Rafiq and Bill have to hear, so that they know whether they're in the position of accepting something as friendly or accepting something with a vote. Now, one naive thought I have is that with ALAC having already accepted the motion, I don't know that friendly amendments are that easy to accept, and I think that the GNSO should have to vote in any further amendments, but that's up to the council members. You know, that's just my thought. Anything? Yes.
So even if because we will vote in the next week in the open meeting, we have already an amendment charter, and I think the ALAC voted for the first charter, the first motion. So GNSO will vote for if we say it's another motion, because there are some amendment. How we will do to make I don't know. Do ALAC need to vote again in the GNSO amendment?
Yes.
If there are changes, yes, we would.
Okay. It would be really helpful to have guidance from working group about that amendment about 1.C, because I'm not. I'd say I don't express in my own capacity for the motion, but I am trying to carry the point of view of the working group. So, Mama, I am for myself. I am keen to vote to take this amendment as unfriendly, and then we will go for the vote. But it's up to the working group members to see what we should do.
Is there any advice for Rafiq, other than mine, that it should be an unfriendly, simply because it's different than what's already been approved, without...
Aubrey, I'm sorry. I'm not quite sure I understand. Which thing are you suggesting should be an unfriendly amendment?
C. Removal of C.
Oh, okay. I don't understand. Why do you think they're pushing to have C removed? I would think that would be something they want us to be looking at, or at least to be getting the conversation on. It may not be something that we should be responsible for in the final iteration, but somebody's got to move it forward, right?
Right, and I think that's the issue. They think it should be a broader group than us talking about that, and that it shouldn't just be us with our focus on applicant support, but that there may be other uses for such money there may be desires to keep that money in-house as opposed to a separate foundation. You know, there are those that have argued that that money should go directly into the surplus fund and, you know, not worry about all the other possible uses for it, et cetera. So there's a broader consideration than just should there be a foundation or should there be an outside mechanism and what should it be used for. So especially if someone was in favor of using the money go and as having any auction money go directly into a reserve fund, then this whole topic would be, you know, extraneous. Please, Rafiq.
Sorry?
Oh, I thought you were trying to say something. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah, just, as you say, it's more that the question it was, there was discussion about the auction, and then it's related to the foundation. That's why, as you say, that they see it, the perception that our working group want to do many tasks in real times, and then they asked also if maybe we need more. Even we argued that we will augment our working group. Maybe they see that we need more expertise, etc.
Any other comments or advice for Rafiq?
Just on this side, if I might, I think
that
we got two separate things going on. Okay, one is framing the issue, if you will. The other one is the actual mechanisms of making that of filling up the pot full of money and determining how it gets divvied up. Right. In terms of there are three separate issues, if I'm understanding it correctly. One or two of them are just technical expert stuff. If you set up one of these foundations, there are certain things that you need to do in terms of trying to find the funding and looking for it, all that kind of thing. And I thought we all were pretty much in agreement that that's going to require certain expertise, some of which we have, some of which we don't. So I don't think that there's really any – there should be any problem with that one. In terms of framing the issue, we've gone some distance on that. Maybe part of it is just to clarify what exactly we're intending to do in and under C. Make that a little bit more limited and say at point X we will turn it over to more technical experts or something like that. Would that solve the problem?
It's quite possible that you could.
Did that make sense? I'm sorry.
Amended. No, it does. You could come up with amended language for C that perhaps Wolf Ulrich and others would accept. Yes. So as opposed to dropping C, amend C in a friendly way. So perhaps working with Rafiq to this group or whoever wants to do it on the list, working to transform C into something that could be offered as something that would be accepted as a friendly amendment is possible, though I recommend that someone from ALAC participate in that drafting, because we wouldn't want to offer a friendly amendment that then ALAC would look at and go, no way can we accept this. That having accepted a charter already, we need to make sure that, you know, we don't at least friendly accept something they couldn't accept.
Well, we've got a board we've got a liaison to the council.
Yes, you do. And unfortunately, couldn't make this meeting, but to include him. So I think Rafiq, since this is in front of the council, it's very much in your hands. I'm certainly willing to help participate in crafting language. But if, like Andrew, who has suggestions, you, Alan, and others, and do it on our list if possible, craft an alternate C that can be offered, that'd be great. And then, you know, we could also discuss that at the Saturday meeting. If we have that. I mean, the Saturday meeting with the GNSO. Any other comments on that? I think that's a good approach, Andrew.
Yeah, my only suggestion for that, Avery, just is a practical one, which is if we can figure out the people who were the most in objection, if Rafiq thinks he has enough data to go on, It might even be worth it to say to them, hey, we're thinking of doing this, and we're thinking of, I want to make sure that that we address your concerns, and almost to kind of restate to them, this is what this is what I thought I heard from you. Am I correct? If we were to address these concerns, would that get us to the point where we could leave this in? We think it's important. Just so we don't spend
the
wheel unnecessarily.
No. That makes a lot of sense. Perhaps, you know, that is an approach that Rafiki can take if he's willing to, you know, carry this as he's carrying the motion at the moment. Rafiki, does that work for you?
Okay, I can ask, because I didn't reply yet to Wolf, I can ask about that point if he wants, maybe he can offer some rewarding,
right,
and then to see what his reaction, and then I can work with Andrew and Alan, all the members of the working group in the list to offer an amendment that can be accepted by both in the council and in ALAC.
Terrific. So that sounds smart.
Okay. One question before we move on. Would it be worth having a first cut at alternate wording that you think might meet what you believe his objections are before approaching him? In other words, so that there's something from here to work on, or do you think it's that, and as respond to his email, as it were, privately to him, with a first suggested rework?
Okay, I can contact him in private.
Anyhow. Okay, anything else on this at the moment? Yes, Cheryl.
I need just to say that we can squeeze in something for brief discussion and give some clear feedback into the system from our Sunday meeting in Cartagena. If things happen on the Saturday, then
okay. We
do have a Sunday opportunity. Just make sure it gets looped back so that we do get that done.
Okay.
Otherwise,
so in other words,
not until our later in the week, and I'd rather take a run through it on the Sunday if we can.
Okay. So would you like me to schedule coming in and giving an update on what happened on Saturday?
Yes, I think that would be most wise.
Okay.
And I'll just get Heidi to...
to give me a time, to work out a time.
It'll
I don't think I have that many Sunday obligations.
Yeah.
So,
it
okay.
will be, my guess, in the afternoon section. But, yeah, I think that's important.
Okay. Okay, so moving on now to the next part, which is the review of the Cartagena schedule. Not Cartagena, but Cartagena schedule. And I've just been writing that into the agenda here as a place to look at it. So Saturday at 14:45 is when basically Rafiq and I are sort of on the schedule to talk about this. And, of course, having other people in the room, I don't know how the GNSO council meeting is going to run this time, whether they're going to continue to follow tradition that, you know, predominantly only councilors speak and the person, obviously, is making the presentation to the council, and that other folks, you know, possibly get a turn but can't sit at the table, et cetera. I don't know if they're still following that pattern. So if they are, I really don't know what other opportunities there will be. I put this one in the wrong place. Saturday at 15:55, GAC has given me 10 minutes to basically come in and tell them what we're up to and what the future plans are, and point out to them that, you know, the documents are available or will be available in many languages for review, and basically to tell them how much we really want their input on all of this. So basically, Heather gave me 10 minutes at 15:45 to come in and give a quick talk. I think, you know, it's an open meeting. Certainly other people are welcome to come in. I don't know if within that 10 minutes there will be opportunities for others to speak, I just wanted to make sure people knew I'd be doing that and could certainly come and, you know, check up and make sure I'm doing the right thing. Then we've just got Sunday, and possibly Evan will be joining me in, at the GAC meeting. I don't know if he'll be around and have the time. I see two hands. Sorry. I kept prattling on. Eric.
Thank you, Avery. This is Eric Brunner-Williams. Did you say Saturday you're presenting to the GAC?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
At 15:45, that's the, and I'm writing it down here in the thing. In fact, that's why I requested to do 14:45 with the GNSO, because they had put me in a block of 14:45 to 15:45, sharing time with VI. I've asked to go first. Okay, so the GAC, and as I say, it's a 10-minute slot. I doubt there'll be a lot of debate. I may or may not use the slides. We'll see what comes out of it. I may just talk. Andrew.
Yeah, just a quick question. 10 minutes, realistically, given the way that these meetings usually work, is not a lot of time, as you know, especially with all the other things that need to be fit in. If I understand you, you're doing GAC, you're doing GNSO, and ALAC as well.
I would think so.
No. I'm just trying to understand. So is there a...
The ALAC one just came up now, and that's a reporting on what came out of the GNSO discussions on the charter.
Okay, got it. That's fine. My question is more of a kind of a top level question, I guess, which is in 10 minutes we have a very limited amount of time.
Yeah.
Is the goal to effectively summarize the slides, that give them a where we are? Is the goal to get, you know, to encourage their participation? How would you define success?
Basically, my answer to everything except the last question is yes. It was in 10 minutes. I haven't worked this out yet, though a subset of the slides may help, I don't know, is to, A, let them know what we've done, B, let them know where we're going and what our intents are, and C, make sure that they go read and get comments back to us. I see success as having several GAC people from various countries read and comment. And get back with feedback. To me, seeing several countries having read it and come back with feedback, and hopefully favorable feedback that says, good idea, you should go for it, perhaps you should add A, B, or C, that's a good thing. What we're looking for is support from, first of all, we're looking to make sure that they know about it. And then
Trying to understand. So in order, first is, hey, we're here, and this is what we've been doing. Second, we'd like your support going forward. And third, to the extent that there's time, we'd love to get your comments, if not here in this room, then your comments and advice as we go forward. Is that correct?
Yeah. I'm actually not probably looking for that much advice on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
sure. I don't expect you'll get it anyway. So.
Right. Big success would be aligned in their end of beating, great success defined in a UN term would be having a line in their communique at the end saying, you know, we note with interest the work being done by this group and encourage, pay some attention. That kind of sentence in their communique would be great success.
Hmm.
At least in my mind. Now, whether that can happen, whether that's even conceivable, well, it's conceivable because I am conceiving of it, is what will happen. It's certainly the kind of support that, whether I'll say it in a public meeting or whether I'll say it privately to various GAC members I know, that's certainly something I would like to see.
Okay, good enough. That sounds good. So at what point in time, just so that I understand where we are in the call, at what point in time are we going to talk about the slides?
Once we finish talking, the slides is next.
Got it.
I just
okay,
wanted to finish going through the schedule, you know, and okay. So anyhow, just so people knew, so then the Sunday, the ALAC, the Monday, what time, Carla, is our session?
Let me check quickly.
Okay. Then Tuesday, Awash is checking. Evan and I have been invited to go to the Afralo meeting. I'll be getting someone to cover for me during the NCSG Constituency Day meeting so I can attend. And then Thursday, we have our working group meeting, and Carla, if you can give me the time for that, I'll fill it in also.
Yeah, so it's Thursday from 9 to 10 o'clock, assisting GTOD applicants from developing economies.
The Thursday, that's the working group.
That's the main session working group, and then you had an update also during Kurt's Monday session, which takes place from 11 o'clock to 1.
To 1 update.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably.
Didn't we also have a working group meeting scheduled? Or do we just have that Thursday public session? We don't have a working group meeting scheduled.
I don't have anything on my notes.
Yeah, we had talked about a face-to-face, it's up here right at the top of the note, face-to-face working meeting, ask for 90 but 60 okay. So there had been the Thursday full session with translation, and then there had been a face-to-face working meeting at some point, and we hadn't been specific. So we don't have one of those?
I don't have it on the agenda, but if you have a time and date, I'll talk to the meetings team to find a place.
Yeah, okay, we'll have to talk about that more later, because I thought that had been one of the requests we had, and that would have been Thursday sometime also, I would assume. But these notes are left over from the last meeting. So there was the appearances, and there was a short intro Monday, Thursday full session, and then face-to-face working group meeting, trying to find a 60 to 90-minute slot where we can start working. Hopefully on Thursday, having our charter approved and knowing what's going forward. Okay, so we'll have to talk more about how to get that scheduled later. As Andrew pointed out, we have 15 minutes left, and we have the slides. So I'm not suggesting we go through them one by one, but and we can certainly continue the conversation on – actually, might as well go through them one by one – continue the conversation on the list. Slides to be used. So, I assume there's no problems with the first one. Then there's a Jazz Working Group Activities Timeline. Any issues with that one? They say, you know, let's talk about them on the list further. Then the Who Should Receive Slides Support slide. So that was a fairly decent picture. By the way, I assume people are able to scroll on their own. Any issues with that slide?
I've dropped out of the room, I'm afraid, so I've got a communication.
Well, the slides were sent.
Yeah, no, I'm just
okay.
Saying.
Okay, then there's on the slide who should not receive support. Were there any issues on that slide? Issue, okay. Eric Bruner Williams just said issue. And I see Elaine has her hand up too. So actually, Elaine's hand got up before Eric. So, Elaine.
Thanks, Avery. I was surprised to see the bullet point geographic names. I thought we were not recommending support for applicants that had government support, but I didn't know a geographic name would not be included in that. Could you clarify?
I thought that was still on the list. I'd have to go back and double check, but I thought that was still on the list of names that were not on the eligible list as approved by the group. I'll have to get the document open to give you a page citation. I'll go on from there. I'll get back. Eric.
Thank you, Avery. This is Eric Brenner Williams again. I share the interest that Elaine just expressed in understanding how it is that we're not supporting a names which are presently described as geographic, although that type doesn't exist as an application type. I also have a concern about the about a reference to a non-existent application type, which is the first bullet on this slide. I'd like to see that bullet item removed.
Okay. Perhaps we should try to use the exact language that is in the report, and I'm just bringing up the report now. Elaine.
Yes, in response to Eric's comment, the geographic names are actually discussed several times in the applicant guidebook. There's specific rules about what happens when an applicant with a dot geographic name is in contention with another one, getting support from a government for that name, et cetera.
Okay, I've just brought the document up, so let me see if I can find the right section.
Yeah, I have the document. This is Carla Avery. I have the document. It's 2.9, applicants not entitled to receive support, on my PDF that starts on page 18. So what I see here is a consensus for a dot brand TOD category to be defined by a future applicant process. So if people are not comfortable with me saying dot brand TOD category, you know, at least the dot brand TOD should be there because we have it on the report. Then we have full consensus on excluding applicants for geographic names.
Yep. So I think that it's reasonable that we follow the language. So perhaps not say dot brand category, but use the language that is in the document for things that we had consensus on.
Well, dot brand TOD.
Eric, Eric, is your hand still up? Okay, thank you. Elaine?
Just had to put it down.
Oh, okay. So does resolving that to basically change those bullets to actually quote what it says in the document deal with the issue? So we remove the word category and say dot brand TLDs. What was the exact language? Not there. Because I pulled up the doc file as opposed to the...
It says, in the group that should be a dot brand TOD category be defined by a future applicant process.
Thank you, Carla. That gets to the issue, whether or not we're anticipating an event that we actually are not advocating.
So should I... So
yeah,
I'm unclear.
I would put that phrase in. And if that's what we had consensus on, then that's probably what's safe to say. And then people can get up and discuss that if they wish to. You know, Eric can get up at that point, assuming Eric's there. Yeah, I think Eric's going to be there. And you know, discuss that issue. But if we use the exact language, then we prevent ourselves from acting like there's the category already exists.
Okay, so dot brand TOD's category to be defined by future applicant process.
Yes, right. So yeah, I would actually take the language, probably safest to take the language from the document on what's not allowed.
Okay.
Is that okay with people? Does that work?
No, can you say that again? I'm sorry, I didn't quite follow.
My recommendation is that we deal with this by using the language in the document.
Beautiful.
For the dot brand category, and as it's dot brand category, if and only if a dot brand category is defined in a future process. But the if and only if wording is not actually in there.
But we use the wording that's in there. Okay, there it is. I finally found it. That a and it actually puts the .brand TLD in quotes. So .brand TLD probably in quotes category if defined by a future applicant process. And then we can talk about it some more. And then there was applicants for geographic names is quite specific, so I don't know that anything needs to be changed on that one. Is that okay, Elaine? That we had full consensus on excluding applicants for geographic names.
Yeah, I guess I have to go back through and look at that.
One thing. Okay, sorry. Yeah, no, that one is quite specific. It's, you know, the line is full consensus for excluding applicants for geographic names.
Okay, I don't know how that got past me, so I'm going to have to go back and look at it.
Okay. The other thing I would do, Carla, is
yep.
I would move the .brand one to last because the other three had full consensus, and we might want to just indicate that it is somehow different. You know, and,
okay.
and perhaps we can do some rewording on it to indicate that it does not have the same level of support as the other three. You know, and perhaps it's have two categories who should not receive support. Full consensus, 1, 2, 3, consensus with minority viewpoint, and then, you know, an appropriate phrase on that brand. Would that actually help, Eric? That opens the subject and basically says it's different than the previous three. Okay. Okay, then moving on. The next slide. Kinds of support to be offered. Okay, Andrew.
Yeah, you mentioned we've talked about possible support for IDNs and possibly bundling in that context, although I know we're not on consensus on this one, but it's mentioned in slide 3 as support for IDNs, and I think it might be appropriate to include as a kind of support to be offered.
But it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't listed in the consensus document as a kind. And now, yes, it's quite possible that the GNSO will ask us to look at that as a specific thing, but that's certainly not something that's been reported. If anything, that could go in a, you know, future steps one. But we did not
okay.
have a consensus on that.
I read it slightly different. I thought that there was consensus around. I thought there was consensus around point A and not around points A and B, if I remembered correctly. You remember those two formulations that we had? I'm sorry. I'm trying to pull it out of my memory.
Yeah, no. I constantly have to go back to the words themselves because that's what was accepted. So. So, quoting line, no other hand up.
Hey, Audrey, this is Evan.
Oh, hello, Evan.
Hi, sorry to come in late. My alarm clock didn't go off, and as you can hear from my voice, I wouldn't even be in great shape to run anything, even if I did come in on time.
Okay, well,
we've been around the block on the bundling thing so many times. And I think we came quite clearly to the conclusion that it was almost beyond scope of the original document. It's something that, you know, could be considered afterwards, but it wasn't, you know, I think this group came to the conclusion that the bundling issue itself was not directly in the scope of what we were doing. I thought, were we
not
going on the block on that a couple of times?
No, Evan, I think we walked back from that. Remember the points, the two formulations that we had, the A and B proposals in there, you know, talked about it as part of our report. So, you know, if Aubrey wants, I'm comfortable with the idea of moving it to you know, kind of a next step thing, and I think if there's interest in that in the community more broadly, at least to investigate it further. But you know, we specifically didn't take it out of our report for all the reasons that we've discussed. So
certainly isn't something that there was either consensus or full consensus on. And in 1 hour we are focusing. I do think it would be something appropriate to be brought up, especially from the floor, you know, in terms of issues discussed. But and I'm trying to find exactly the reference we made to it in the report, and I'll use that as a guideline for what we should and shouldn't mention. So
I don't have the report with me. I'm sorry.
I'm looking at it, and I'm searching on the word bundling. Okay. Support for build out in underserved languages. So certainly underserved languages belongs there. So there was consensus on that.
Mm-hmm.
As you say, there was the minority view.
There was discussion of two different options for support of underserved languages, right? And there was consensus. My remembrance of it is there was consensus around option A and not around option B. And fair enough. I want to make sure that the discussion doesn't get lost in it completely, because I know that there's interest from outside of our, you know. From outside of our own group, there is interest as well. At the very minimum, I think it merits us putting it in our next steps.
Okay, well, I'll look at finding a place where it belongs, and we'll discuss it on the list. Because at the moment, we're 1 minute from ending.
Fair enough.
Okay. So look at the rest of the slides, and other than that one, and you know, we did have. And perhaps where this actually belongs is a side discussion, because what we don't talk about in these quick slides here is when we're at the slide who should receive support, we do have applications in languages whose presence on the web is limited. And then we had deeper discussion. And one of the things I had wondered about the slide with the 1 hour giving is, did we need another slide for each of the criteria, so that if we had another slide on applications and languages whose presence on the web is limited, that issue could be said. But of course, just in the presenting, it could be mentioned. So that, as actually backtracking on what I said before, that issue where we do say bundling was one possibility that was mentioned but not dealt with in depth. And certainly there was no consensus on doing it. So some statement like that could certainly be made. Okay. Not a lot gets done in an hour. I see Eric supports Andrew's general point on the language issue. I see from Rafiq that .Africa has some issues. I'm not exactly sure on what. I suggest that people continue this discussion on the list. We can continue, I assume, Carla, that we can continue working on the presentation. And I actually think, you know, we may have two presentations. But this one kind of works for 10 minutes to quickly go through, but that we may want an expanded one for the 1 hour presentation that takes maybe 20 minutes to get through. So we're 1 minute after. I suggest we end now. We did not get to the agenda for the working group meeting, but as far as I know, we don't have that one scheduled yet, so that one fell through a crack. So,
A very quick question.
Sure.
Have we made any kind of determination about who's going to be running our session or how it's going to be?
I understand that you don't want me to do it, and you would prefer for you to do it. And I think that I wanted to keep it as few people as possible, as few people who are proponents of any particular thing. For example, you're a very strong proponent of this bundling idea and IDN.
I would prefer to have you on the floor saying that. I understand. I think you're a fairly strong proponent of your views too. I actually don't have
any views anymore in this. I gave them up.
I'm not proposing myself at all. Quite the contrary. It was an honest question to ask. That was nothing more. Please don't any offense.
I'm not taking offense. In fact, I'm really probably recommending that the working group pick new working group chairs when we reconstruct. So I'm not taking offense. And as I say, I'm really just doing the neutral. At the moment, I've gotten to the point where, from the chair's position, I actually no longer have any opinions on this. It's gotten to the point where I've given them all up. And trying to be a proponent for what was written. But I had suggested that we keep it as neutral as possible and have people arguing the points that they want to support from the floor as opposed to talking heads from the stage and trying to get a real dialogue going in the House. But if people don't like that, I suggest somebody, and we see that Carlos did put forward another proposal that he said he was fairly insistent on, that you be allowed to be one of the presenters.
I'm not pushing
so
it.
I'm fine with that.
Contrary, I'm not.
So let's discuss on the list. As I say, I'm willing to go along with whatever you all want at this point. At this point, my main goal is to get this sold, to get as many people that sort of say, staff board has to take a deeper look at this, has to reconsider some of these proposals, that they can't just turn their backs on them. And that's my main goal for this at the moment. I'm less concerned with any of the particulars, and I really just want to get people thinking about it and telling staff board that they need to take more consideration of what this group is proposing. So that's my main goal. So let's discuss on the list who speaks. I really don't care who speaks at this point. Anyway, we're 4 minutes over. I thank you all. And I'll see you in Cartagena, but hopefully we'll discuss issues on the list. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.